Broadcasting live from the Business Radio X studios in Phoenix, Arizona, it's time for Phoenix Business Radio, spotlighting the city's best businesses and the people who lead them.
Welcome to Phoenix Business Radio. Today we are broadcasting live from ASBA's SynTech, the premier tech event for the Metro Phoenix area. And I'm here with my partner in crime, John Deiter, with John Deiter Solutions and the host of Business Solutions Radio. Hello, John.
Hi, Karen.
Happy to have you.
This is awesome.
It really is fun. It's a little loud, but we're managing, and I'm trying not to be too distracted. I'm the girl who runs after the nuts like a squirrel. Oh, this, that. So I'm glad they have me facing out away from.
It's a beautiful sunny day out. We can see the grass and
unlike
the trees.
Our studio, right, which doesn't have any windows.
Wall to wall.
Right. But listen, we are very privileged and excited to have Jeffrey Garza Walker from Global Corporate Real Estate Advisors. The company's name is Mower Partners.
Correct.
Welcome, Jeffrey.
Thank you.
So excited. So we just literally had a chance to meet. And before, you know, the typical question at these kinds of events is to say to somebody, so what do you do or what's your business? And I held up my hand to Jeffrey and said, okay, hold on, let's get on air with this. So if you could please tell us about Mower Partners.
Yeah. At the end of the day, I just like to start out with Mower Partners has been around for 35 years. We are a tenant rep only brokerage, but really what has brought us into this kind of show is the fact that the last couple years we've developed a technology platform that has taken the best of commercial real estate and layered on a technology that allows you to be able to interface with that and use that technology to go from being tactical in your business, which is dealing day to day, to being strategic in your business, which is looking a year, two, three, four, 5 years down the road. And how it does it is basically we create a dashboard that allows you to put the analytics within that. And what's ever important to you, we can layer that in there so that visually that's on your desktop. You can see it. You can be able to interact with it, use it, and it can help you drive those decisions that are important to your business. And so that's how we've been able to really go after the marketplace. And we really are in the best spot to be able to deal with small, medium-sized businesses. The bigger companies, commercial brokerages, they really want those Fortune 500 companies, which I think everybody wants them. But at the end of the day, we're here to really focus on that mid-tier market, and we're taking it by storm. And so what I would say is, you know, if you're a startup, we're glad to work with you, but we can help you grow your company and be strategic in what you're doing with your commercial real estate.
Okay. So the dashboard you're talking about, that's actually something that they embed in their business to help them run their business, or is it something related to the real estate?
Yeah, it's actually something that we develop. And okay. So we take all of the data. So, for example, if you have if you're more than one location, it will be able to take all your locations and put it visually in a dashboard that you can see all those when the expirations are coming, what the true cost of occupancy is in those locations, and be able to map that for you. Then we also have a site analytic tool that can allow you to find sites if you're looking on a macro level. And you say, hey, Jeffrey, we need to know where we can relocate our business, and these are the top five key indicators to us, whether that's labor and wage rates, whether that's economic incentives in those areas. We can factor those so that it dials it into this would be the best location for your business. And then lastly, what I would say is, and this is where CEOs, CFOs love us, because it takes it outside of getting past just looking at the real estate portion of it. And you tell me, hey, Jeffrey, you know what? We're working with a dental company. They want to know how many times are our clients going to these clinics? What are they spending in those clinics? We need to know that data so that we can make smart, intelligent decisions. We can layer that metric into our system.
Wow.
And that's called Horizon Business Intelligence. So it's absolutely, if you have a metric, we can layer it in there for you.
Wow, that's amazing. Yeah.
Yeah, it's pretty neat to see. So when we do live demos for people, it just kind of blows you away because you're like, wow, I didn't know that this was possible. But if you think about it, that's what SynTech's all about, right? I mean, it's basically showcasing the companies that are embracing technology. I would say in commercial real estate, it's been withheld. You know, if you really think about it, I mean, people, it's always funny to me because I've been in commercial real estate for over 15 years. They'll kind of talk down a little bit about residential real estate agents. So I say, well, really, if you think about residential real estate agents, they've been embracing technology for over the last 10 to 20 years because they've had to. It used to be, oh, you've got to use me. I'm a realtor. Well, then pretty soon you could get access to MLS because They allowed it.
Right.
So now you could no longer just say you have to have a realtor. So they learned how to adapt and do a value-added service. Well, we feel like Moore is ahead of that process in the commercial real estate world because we're saying, hey, we're adapting that technology and putting it in your fingertips so that you can drive your business and make the best decisions to grow, stabilize, even consolidate, if that means you need to reduce your footprint. And I think that's where we really, really feel like we're coming into the marketplace and really taking it by storm.
Is that a cloud-based kind of a software service, or how do you deploy that?
Yeah, so we're very important to say it's not a software. What we like to do is we basically have in-house developers that take this, and they're able to put these metrics into the system that we're using. And so really what it does is it creates an analytics tool that gives you a dashboard interface, but all those analytics are provided by you, and then of course we can layer in the real estate data, if you would say, but it's not software. It's really truly an analytic tool that we build and we populate, and we're able to give you the results that you want.
Yeah. So you go external to pull up data from different resources to feed into different clients that may want this information or
so instead of opening up a bunch of different windows and having to have a bunch of different softwares available, you've pulled it all into one dashboard that a very busy commercial broker and or agent can get one glimpse at it, right? And
right.
Be off to the races and have everything that they need, showing them exactly where they are in their business and the market as well?
Exactly. And it's really designed more for the business owner, right?
Okay.
The C-level suite. That's the person that wants to be able to look at it and say, look, we need to make this decision. Everything's here. And to your point, at the end of the day, what we also like to say is that we're able to take the information and layer it in there based on what you use. So, for example, we have clients that use, typically in commercial real estate, there's different types of databases, but HarborFlex is one that's well known. Well, HarborFlex, you go in and you have to get the data and you got to pull it out and you got to extract it and you got to look at it, and then you got to go try to give that to your CEO, your CFO, and they're looking at you like, okay, what does this all mean to me? We can take HarborFlex and we can actually go into your database, pull that information out, put it into the dashboard so that it looks visually appealing to you and it looks visually appealing to the people that you need to present it to.
Wow. Impressive. So what's the feedback? You've been at this how long? How long have you had this product?
So we've had this product for the last 2 years, and we are, so our claim to fame is we're the fastest growing and the largest wholly owned private commercial corporate services firm, and we're very proud of that. So really when you look in the marketplace, we're really right there poised in that mid-sized market. The commercial brokerages that are in the lower tier aren't offering a software, or I should say a database platform that allows that solution. And then the bigger guys, CBREs, the Cushman Wakefields, they have a corporate services division, but there again, you have to do a certain spin to get those services. And if you're not a big company, it's hard to get that service. So that's why people are really attracted to us, because it's like putting that into your hands and saying, hey, we're here to help you grow your business, and we can create a customized solution based on that.
Brilliant.
Thank
and,
you.
And your clients are coming back and probably saying that. This is brilliant. You've saved me, I would imagine, countless of hours.
Absolutely. That's the true benefit, right? We're in a technology. What does technology do? It makes everything faster, easier to access. It makes me be able to make quicker decisions, respond faster. That's what they're most impressed about, is thank you that I can look at my real estate portfolio. I can have the metrics I need, and I can make a decision today on what I need. I'm not waiting months to accumulate all this data and then have to sift through it and make a decision.
It's right there.
Is your sweet spot with multi-location businesses, or do you do single location?
Yeah, great question. So what I would tell you is, and so, you know, of course, this is the I don't want to turn away any business, but here's what I would tell you. Our sweet spot is companies that have multiple locations probably generate at least $1 million a year in revenue. That would be our sweet spot. But what I would tell you is we like to work with startups, and in fact, we work with a lot of PE firms, private equity, because what they like is when they're funding these new business startups, why not have a more partners that's giving you the strategic tool that's helping them be strategic right away in their business? So startups are good for us as well, because if we can work with them from the get-go, then it's easier to implement that system and go forward. But that's really, at the end of the day, our best sweet spot is that kind of, they're getting into the second, third, fourth, fifth location and growing.
Mm-hmm. Wow. And nice. And what landed you here at Syntech? I mean, we already spoke to that a little bit. This is the place to showcase technology. Have you been affiliated with ASBA for a while then? Or?
Well, actually, no. I mean, I basically met Ryan Reyes, who contacted me. And this is the first ever show that he's done with Syntech. And so when he said that, I was like,
I'm there.
Yeah. And then he goes, and guess what? I don't have any commercial real estate company that is doing what you're doing. And so right away, we saw it as a great opportunity. And I will go out right now and put on air that I've been at this show since 10 o'clock setting up, but really active since noon. I already have 10 qualified leads of companies that are looking to go and get space, immediate needs within the next right away to 6 months. And so for me, it's been a fantastic show. But when we show people our platform, they right away get engaged and they understand, wow, this is the next step into growing our business. So it's just, it's been everything that I thought it would be and then some. And we're not even done with the day yet.
No.
Have you partnered with any building owners that may be looking for, I have a hidden agenda here because okay. I know of someone that has some significant space coming due when a current lease expires. Have you partnered with any building owners
commercial
that they could
owners.
Say, hey, here's, you know, for prospective tenants or something that says, hey, here's someone that has a tool as something added from there, although you work with tenants.
Yeah, so here's what I would say, and it's a key differentiator, and I think it's good, though. I'm glad that you did ask that question. At the end of the day, we are a tenant rep-only company, but what that means is if the client owns real estate to run their business, we can represent them and help facilitate that. But transactionally with landlords, we won't represent landlords because as if they derive rents from that. But clearly, if it's a landlord that is getting tenants and wants to make sure that tenant's successful, obviously we have relationships with landlords as well where we can be able to provide and bring in tenants. And so if we work together, that would be the home run, right? But I think that's where, you know, for us, we're on that one side so that what we call it is conflict-free representation. Mm-hmm. So you never have to worry that when More Partners represents me, he's never going to be representing the landlord. And so, and I don't care what you say, I've been in the business for 15-plus years. There's always a conflict if you're representing both sides of the table.
Sure. Yeah, well, I'd love to check in with you after this to make sure I can make an introduction to you as someone that I think you'd like to meet, and who knows.
Absolutely. Would love to. Thank you.
That's great. What we're here to do today, right? And it sounds like you're doing it very successfully. Jeffrey, I hope you'll take me up on coming to the studio and having a longer conversation with us. But I do appreciate you stopping by our little booth here today and connecting with John and I. That's what we're here to do. And again, like I mentioned before, I'm happy that it was a successful day and continues to be for you. You've been with us today on Phoenix Business Radio X. You just had an opportunity to meet Jeffrey Garza Walker, managing partner with More Partners, a global corporate real estate advisor team that is certainly there to expedite, speed up, and give you everything at one glance. And so please do reach out with them. They are located Phoenix, is that right?
Yes.
Yeah, and is there a website that our listeners can go to find you?
Yes, www.morepartners.com.
Fantastic. You've been listening to Phoenix Business Radio with Business Radio X. Some media leans left, some lean right, and we lean business. Until next time, I'm Karen Nowicki.